Stock Sell-Off Part 2.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. Overseas stock markets are taking it on the chin. Aftershocks of Friday's rout on Wall Street. The timing of the sell-off was interesting. The 20th anniversary of the 87 crash and the start of the weekend meeting of G7 ministers. As Megan Williams reports from Rome, Europeans are worried the worst is yet to come.
After Friday's Wall Street slump and a 2.2% loss in the Tokyo market, European markets this morning are down. Also worrisome for Europeans are signs that the housing market may now be softening for the first time in a decade. As a result of the subprime mortgage crisis, faith that people can repay loans is down, interest rates are up, and it's tougher to get a mortgage. The euro instead continues to reach record highs against the dollar. It's now worth about $1.43.5. European leaders at the G7 meeting in Washington over the weekend were hoping for some sign that the U.S. would try to bolster the low dollar, which is threatening European exports, but no reassurance came. In Rome, I'm Megan Williams for Marketplace.
In the U.S. on Friday, the major indices each finished down by more than 2.5%. Disappointing earnings, near-record oil prices, and continuing fears about the credit crunch. Stock futures are pointing to more weakness for Wall Street this morning. On the earnings radar, Merck, Apple, and American Express. One of China's top investment banks is set to go into business with Bear Stearns. The state-controlled CITIC Securities and Bear will make billion-dollar investments in each other and collaborate on investment banking in Asia. This summer's credit crunch was so brutal to Bear Stearns, there has been a lot of speculation recently the firm would be looking for a partner.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by The Economist magazine, which tells not only what's happening around the world each week, but why. The Economist, at newsstands, in bookstores, and at economist.com. By the Medtronic Foundation, sponsoring The Mysterious Human Heart, a PBS series shedding light on heart disease through the stories of people from around the world, premiering on PBS in October. And by BNY Mellon Wealth Management, since 1784, helping successful individuals and families protect and maximize wealth. BNYMellonWealthManagement.com.
Americans have become more skeptical about the benefits of global commerce. 5 years ago, 78% of people in the U.S. thought trade with other countries was a good thing. This year, that number has fallen to 59%. Commentator Will Wilkinson says Americans more than ever need to understand the benefits of foreign trade.
Are Americans so averse to loss that we'll give up the gains from trade? Recent polls suggest that American attitudes toward trade are lagging, behind France, behind communist China, behind socialist Venezuela, and way behind impoverished but trade-happy Kenya. This despite the fact that past American anxieties about trade and globalization never panned out. The U.S. remains the world's trade colossus and enjoys a level of prosperity second to none. Those who insist that globalization is foisted upon the world's unwilling poor by rapacious capitalists have it backwards. The Chinese and Indians, who are enjoying a boom in living standards thanks to trade, are upbeat about the forces of global capitalism. African nations, looking to success in Asia, seem keen to get in on the action. Attitudes toward trade, corporations, and capitalism are nothing less than glowing in the poor Ivory Coast. But the United States, which imports and exports more goods than any other country on earth, and boasts the highest average income of the countries polled, shows the least support for trade. What gives? The world's poor know what it looks like to get ahead. It looks like America. But rich Americans, already pushing the frontier of progress, have trouble picturing further prosperity. So we focus instead on all we might lose. American kids on bikes wear more body armor than the troops in Fallujah. And if the family dog dies from tainted Chinese dog food, well, then shut down the ports. Rattled by a failed war and a disapproving world, we're all too willing to withdraw and crouch defensively. But as we've known for centuries, protectionism doesn't protect. And as a wise man once said, if goods don't cross borders, soldiers will. The developing world is more eager than ever to trade. Now is not the time to encourage the alternative.
Will Wilkerson is a policy analyst at the Cato Institute. His blog is theflybottle.com. You can email your comments to letters@marketplace.org. The former president of Mozambique is $5 million richer this morning. Joaquim Chissano has been awarded the Mo Ibrahim Prize for Good Governance. The prize was awarded to a former African leader who improved the lives of his countrymen and then relinquished the reins of power. Eleanor Beardsley has more.
The Mo Ibrahim Prize for Good Governance was born on a continent where corruption and strongmen with a lifelong grip on power are all too common. The founder of the prize is Sudanese-born telecom giant Mo Ibrahim. He hopes the award will improve the quality of African leadership by rewarding a president who was elected fairly, improved his or her country's standard of living, and then handed over power peacefully to the next democratically elected government. Nicholas Ulanov, on the board of directors of the Mo Ibrahim Foundation, says the prize highlights the fact that the power to change Africa begins with honest, transparent governance.
With good governance, you have personal liberties and economic development, rule of law, better health, and so on. This prize, it's a very different way of looking at Africa, as a success rather than as a terrible story.
13 former African leaders competed for the prize, which was awarded at a ceremony this morning in London. In Paris, I'm Eleanor Beardsley for Marketplace.
If you've ever flown into Sioux City, Iowa, you'll know the airport identity code is SUX. Not exactly the most flattering. City leaders plan to scrap that code, but airport trustees turned down alternatives proposed by the FAA. So city leaders have a new plan. Embrace it. They've come up with a new marketing campaign and a new slogan. Fly SUX. In Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. Thanks for listening. Make it a good day.
American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.